This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You know how political Washington is having a hard time managing the American economy? Debt limit, fiscal cliff, sequester, I could go on. There is no small irony in that because politics brings no small boost to the Washington economy. And it starts with the fundamental act of American politics, a presidential inauguration. President Obama's first inauguration brought millions of people to the Capitol, many times that amount in dollars to the local economy. Hotels, restaurants, even street vendors cashed in. The crowds this coming weekend, though, aren't expected to be anywhere near as big, nor, it follows, is the economic impact. From Washington, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has that story.
4 years ago, I was worried about how I would get to work on Inauguration Day. The city of Washington warned commuters not to drive. 5 months pregnant with my twin boys, I wedged myself into an overflowing metro car. The crowd swept me off the train at my stop. We moved as a tidal wave down K Street, then filled side streets on our way to the National Mall. There we watched the inauguration on big screens, far from the action.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
There were seats available close to the front. Tickets for those seats were distributed by Congress and members of the Presidential Inaugural Committee for free. In 2009, some tickets were scalped for as much as $24,000.
The inauguration 4 years ago was like the Super Bowl on steroids.
That's Danny Matta. He owns GreatSeats.com. He's a ticket broker. The prices in 2009 were off the charts.
4 years ago, everything was double, triple what it is now.
By everything, Madam means inaugural tickets, tickets for the parade route and the inaugural balls, especially the ones the Obamas actually attended.
Now, as the first couple takes their first dance, please welcome Beyoncé.
This year, Madam says orders for tickets are just a fifth of what they were in 2009. Demand for Obama souvenirs has also tanked.
Yeah, we got the keychains, Obama keychains right here.
James White is a street vendor. His cart is just down the block from the White House. He's been selling T-shirts and trinkets here for 20 years. But the 2009 inauguration was his best ever.
It was a crazy, crazy money-making day. Buying, selling, selling quick. People coming out, jumping out of cars. Hey, I want Obama T-shirts.
White says he could get $20 for an Obama T-shirt in 2009. Not this time around. He's slashed his T-shirt prices dramatically.
Three for $10. It's crazy.
Even Washington's high-end vendors are hurting. People who peddle hotel rooms, for example. 4 years ago, Washington's hotels were almost totally booked, even though they were charging an average of $600 a night. This year, there are still rooms available, so hotels are offering perks to attract the well-heeled inaugural attendee. Elliot Ferguson is president of Destination DC, Washington's Convention and Visitors Bureau. He says one hotel is including a stipend for shopping at Saks Fifth Avenue in its inaugural package.
They basically give you a line of credit with your package to stay at that particular property that allows you to go and shop for your gowns for the balls and or whatever.
Some hotels have already started dropping prices. One has rooms available for $199 a night, an inaugural bargain that would have been unheard of 4 years ago. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.